Notice how they do it. And that brings me here to chapter 5. And notice this. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron. That is, they sent representatives, of course, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. And that was true. And that's the thing that made this civil war as terrible as it was, because those people were fighting among themselves. I personally think the greatest and worst war that this country fought was the Civil War. I think that as you look back at it today, it was almost something that was unnecessary. It was the hotheads, the protesters in that day that got this country in trouble. And that's the reason I'm opposed to all hot-headed protesters. I don't care what side they're on today, because that's the crowd that got this nation in trouble way back yonder. It was not the man who actually fought the war like General Grant and Abraham Lincoln and Robert E. Lee. They found themselves in an awkward situation. And you can still see the vestige in the carryover of that war that was fought actually over 100 years ago. And yet the scars are still here. And so this was a great civil war that had been carried on. Now the nation is to be united under David and to enter the greatest period that this nation has ever enjoyed in the past, and it'll be typical of the day that Christ comes and rules. Now will you notice what we have here? All the tribes now come to David through their representatives. Listen to verse 2. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, thou shalt be a captain over Israel. Well, they are rather late in getting around to acknowledge that David was the legitimate and the right ruler over these people. And they should have recognized this before, but belatedly they've got around to it now, and they recognize him. So that all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. Now this nation is ready to enter its greatest period of prosperity and expansion. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah, which actually means he reigned 40 years and 6 months.